Sears. We continue with the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Medina, and this portion is brought to you by the Lorraine Palace Theater, 6th and Broadway in downtown Lorraine. For this week's schedule, you can click lorainepalace.com. And from the Lorraine Palace, we got on the line with us Scott Musco. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Oh, what exciting things are happening at the Palace this weekend, if I don't already know? Go ahead.
Well, the hills are alive with the sound of music. It is the It is the 37th annual Palace Youth Theater, and this is the week. A lot of special things happening at the theater this week. It's kind of a special time for us at the theater. This is a time that we celebrate every year, a culmination of 6 weeks of hard work by youth from all over Lorraine County. And this year is extra special for us because our show is dedicated to the loving memory of Paul Driscoll, who we lost just a few weeks ago. And for anybody that's been from Lorraine County that's played an instrument in school, they probably have come across Driscoll's music. So we'll be dedicating the show to him this year. And also another special thing is we'll be kicking off the Lorraine Palace Theater Paul E. Driscoll Scholarship Fund this weekend. And that's going to be open to any high school student in Lorraine County who will be furthering their studies in music or theater. So that'll kick off next spring with this next group of seniors. So a real special time for us to recognize someone that's done such a wonderful thing in our community, and also celebrate our campers that have been in Palace Youth Theater for the last 6 weeks as they culminate and have their fantastic show this weekend, Friday, Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinee at 3:30. The sound of music, the hills will be alive. The kids have been doing a great job, and it's just a fantastic week for us to celebrate all that the theater is.
Scott, it must be a great experience not only for you but for the grown-ups involved in that production to see how far the kids have come over 6 weeks.
Well, I'll tell you, some of our kids come in the door, and parents sign them up for the fact because they like music or they think they like theater. And you take our staff of 10 who are varied in all the different areas that they, we've got music directors, we've got, carpenters, we've got, these kids are learning not only the acting and the singing and the dancing, but they're learning painting and light design and all the aspects of theater. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to sit in the audience after they've come through 6 weeks of all this hard work and see the kind of show that they put together. It's amazing to see that it's just a youth theater, but sometimes in the end, you forget about that it's a youth theater because it's so good. I mean, the musicians in this year's show, a lot of them are students from Oberlin College, and our orchestra sounds phenomenal. I mean, we've got a piano prodigy from California that happens to go to Oberlin College. I mean, our music just sounds what you would hear on Broadway.
Well, the term youth doesn't mean inexperienced. It just means young, and obviously there's a lot of enthusiasm that can kind of be a part of that. But I like the fact that there's all sorts of aspects of theater that they learn. It's not just being on stage or starring in the lead role. It's about the teamwork and also about the support that goes on, quote-unquote, behind the scenes.
Absolutely. They get the entire theater experience. And, sometimes we have campers that come that aren't interested in being in the spotlight. They want to learn how the fly rack works. Or they want to, they want to learn on how the scene actually gets the way it is, or how the drops work. And, they're builders. They want to build things, and they want to paint things. So every aspect of theater is covered. And, what better place to do it than in a historic theater, which has all of those things that the kids can experience.
How does the fly work? How does all that work? And how much space, how much headroom is up above the stage that we don't get to see? Over there?
As much space as you see on the stage, there's that much space above it.
Wow.
It's the magic of theater.
Wow. Who do they volunteer to go climb up along all those
catwalks? Yeah, we have staff members that are actually trained It's a whole nother world of counterweights and weights and ropes, and yeah, it's a whole nother world. Matter of fact, this show, I would say about 80% of this show is what we call flown, which means the drops kind of fly in. The drops in the scenery flies in. So there's a whole counterweight system up above the stage that you don't see above the lights.
And you don't also see that happening. You usually don't notice it because you're watching the performance, the musical and interlude, maybe a curtain change,
sure,
a little
just,
bit of a set
exactly.
change, and it's a big it's like choreography in a sense that happens on
exactly
between all the different tech parts of that.
Yep.
And they're the guys that wear black all the time, right? They have their outfits to wear.
Right. That's exactly
dressing
right.
In,
they're the stage crew, or we call them grips. The grips are the guys that move things in the black. They're your stage
when's
grips.
When's the next time you're going to have a movie on the screen there?
Well, the next time we're going to have a movie is tonight. It's Classic Movie Wednesday, and tonight's feature is Bridge Over the River Kwai. 7 o'clock, $5. Popcorn is as good as always.
Wow, that's great. Now, for those people who missed out on the bridge over Cleveland getting blown up this past week, yeah, they can hang out. I'm not giving anything away, am I, Scott? I don't know.
No.
I hate to spoil movies for people. I was telling my daughter, don't tell me how it ends, but it'll be a good one.
Yeah, so Classic Movie Wednesday continues now through the end of August. We've got a lot of great movies coming up. Next week is Goldfinger. Tuesday fun movies are still continuing every Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Dollar Dogs, Dollar Popcorn, Dollar Pop. That's every Tuesday at 1 o'clock. And then we actually have movies now scheduled through August. We've got Transformers coming and Disney's Planes, Emergency Rescue. Hercules is coming. So we've got a lot of great movies lined up. Come and see it. Don't see it first. See it best on Lorain County's largest digital screen. And we still today are your best dollar for entertainment. You can get the most out of your experience at the theater. Our non-3D movies are still $3. Our 3D movies are $5. You can't go anywhere else and spend that little money and be able to bring your whole family.
That sounds great. Scott Muska from the Lorain Palace, thanks for joining us. Thanks for being our title sponsor for our Spotlight series. And if people want to find out more, lorainpalace.com. Talk to you again, Scott. Thanks,
guys.